So, Leslie Cree, UUP MLA, and you're one of the trustees on the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust. So, what's the trust all about?
Right. The purpose of the trust is really to form an interface with business and the parliamentarians. So, it's twofold. To teach parliamentarians what business is like and the problems that they have, and to teach business how Parliament works and how legislation's formed. It is not a lobbying group. It's really there to understand each other's particular role, and obviously out of that arises certain situations where we can work together and improve things. So it gives insight to people, especially inside here, who don't know, maybe have never been in business.
So quite often it describes itself as independent and neutral education charity.
That's a very good, yeah.
Which seems to sum up roughly what you've said.
I've done it well.
Though, if you get a pile of MLAs together with a pile of business leaders, I guess, how does that not become a kind of a lobby group in a sense, just accidentally?
Well, it requires all of us to be a bit grown up, you know. I suppose you could say whenever you talk to anyone, there's a certain amount of lobbying, in inverted commas, going on. But it's not as if you can come say, look, you know, I have a problem in my business. Will you take us up with the minister and can you change this or will you do this? It's not like that. And we each respect each other's position in that respect. So it's not really, I've been in it now for 5 years. And I've never known an instance where you could say someone was trying to benefit themselves, shall we say, from, you know, that relationship.
What are some of the practical things that the Trust does to help this kind of two-way education?
Right. Well, we run a whole programme throughout the year. I don't know whether you've had a chance to see it. Different events where, in fact, business people can come along, listen to speakers prepared by the Trust, engage in discussion, question and answer, engage us in visits to businesses, and business visits to here, and also even visits to Westminster last year we went, and to Europe as a regular feature. So it's a whole ongoing string of events tailored to meet the needs. So we obviously canvass, what did you think of that? We evaluate this, we evaluate the other. And just before this session here tonight, we had a meeting of the board planning next year's first 5 months. And it's been balanced, and we've worked on it probably for the last two months. Plenty of things of interest, plenty of things to help people. For example, we're talking about the green economy, we're talking about carbon reduction, all those sort of things as well. We're talking about quality management, we're talking about financial problems that everybody has at the moment. So it really is a two-way outfit, working with each other, and it's been very successful here.
Can you think of some of the, I guess, the outworkings of what you've learned, and someone that's actually made it into some of the business that the Assembly has done, or legislation, or
yes, well, there are several cases with legislation. You know, for example, we've had cases where Framework 7, without going too technical, £60 billion worth, the uptake in Northern Ireland has been minimal. So we've been educating people. We've had seminars on how it works, what that covers, how to apply for it, and people have been taking up things on that. Also on the new one coming on, Framework 8 or 2020 they call it, to get in now, let's see what the business really need, what sort of help does local government even need, and that's hopefully going to be built into the next one, which may well be the last from Europe.
There's about 100 businesses or so here.
That's right, it's just over 100.
Kind of paid up members, they have to pay a fee every year to be part of the education. How many MLAs actually get involved?
It's a little bit different, I guess, for the MLAs. All MLAs are entitled to go to the meetings, but we have five trustees, one from each party, who actually run the events, if you like, you know, with staff here. But everyone's a welcome to all of the events. They can apply, even on the visits to businesses that we do, they can apply. We also have scholarships where MLAs can go and be seconded to a business for a week or something to understand exactly how it works. So all that sort of thing's ongoing, but it's open to all MLAs, and we are open for all businesses to come and join us too. And it's been growing in the last year dramatically.
I guess lastly, it is kind of the word NI Assembly and its title, tonight's receptions hosted in Parliament buildings and things. Mm-hmm. It feels very connected with the Northern Ireland Assembly. How does it manage that kind of independence? Because even with, I guess, administrative help and things, mm-hmm. you are partly reliant on the goodwill of the Assembly.
Yes. There are similar, shall we call them, business trusts in Westminster and in the other two devolved assemblies, and they all work slightly differently. Westminster, they have their whole assembly business trust, to call it that, outsourced. But then they have to pay for the buildings and all the rest of it. They have to pay for the rents, and they have to pay for staff. The cost of using this building, which is quite minimal when you say it's operational anyway, is sort of the assembly's contribution, if you like, towards that. And the staff, a small nucleus of staff that works part-time for it, is the same. So that's our benefit in kind.
That's kind of instead of MLS whereas, paying to be a member.
That's right, whereas the business people have to pay old-fashioned money.
Okay. And lastly, how do you see it going forward? What should people look out for that the Business Trust is about to do?
Well, as I say, we have a programme for the next 4 months, and there's all sorts of things in it. The argument might be that there's too much going on. You know, it's a very, very busy thing, and I see that continuing. Tomorrow morning, for example, we're in here at 8 o'clock, and we're having a session on a whole range of topics. We have Invest Northern Ireland chief executive coming, we have the tourist board representatives, and they're all going to present short paper or a short address, really, and take questions and answers. So it's all live and everybody knows what's going on, and trying to keep people interested and invested.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Pleasure.